Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today. I'm Danny Hall on 100.9 WIFM, and as always, a pleasure to welcome this young lady to our program. She's the Allegheny County Extension Director. It's Amy Lucas. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, Danny.
I hope you are doing well.
I am. I hope you are, too.
Yes, indeed. Thank you very much, and thanks for spending time with us this morning. I appreciate it, and I want to talk about the Allegheny 4-H with our spring really is just around the corner. So let's, Amy, kind of delve into what new things might be going on with Allegheny 4-H.
Yeah, we've got some exciting things that are coming up just down the road. You know, it has been winter, and we've kind of had our little slow time where we've taken a break from a lot of stuff, but we've got a lot of new things that are coming up. One of the big things that we have going on is that we are forming our WHEP teams, our WHEP, which is our Wildlife Habitat Education Program teams. And actually, we have some national winners that they finished third at national level. They're coming back and coaching our kids this year, so we're super excited about that.
Yeah.
It's a program that's open to ages kids 9 and up, so you don't have to have any prior experience to participate. And you get to learn all about wildlife and the habitat they live in, and how to manage that habitat and what maybe we can do to be better stewards of our environment. So it's really exciting.
That sounds like a cool program, yeah.
Yeah, so those kids are practicing every Wednesday from 4 to 5 p.m. here at the office, and every week we seem to get a few more kids that keep coming through the door, so we're still taking kids, so if anybody has any interest, we would gladly welcome them. So
terrific.
But a fun thing that we've got going on here.
Word is spreading.
Yeah, word is spreading, yeah. And it's something that we've had teams in the past, but we've not pushed it as hard as what we have this year. But with those, I mean, these kids know what they're doing. They've been to the competition, to the state level, and to nationals, and they are super excited. Yeah. So we're trying to keep that going.
Terrific.
Keep that going.
Amy Lucas is our guest. She's with the Allegheny County Extension. She's the County Extension Director, in fact, and we're talking 4-H this morning. What kind of programs do you have going on right now, Amy?
Well, we're getting ready for the food show. Food show is going to be March 11th, so we're doing sign-ups for that right now, and that's open. We actually opened it up to 3 and up.
Wow.
In the past, we've kind of limited it to 5 and older, mm-hmm. but we've actually opened it up to some of those younger little ones that like to be in the kitchen. So if you have a favorite dish you like to cook, come on out. We'd like to have you be a part of our 4-H food show. And the event is actually going to be held at the Yadkin Extension Office, which is a brand new building down
mm-hmm.
there,
yep.
On March 11th. So you just have to be registered in your county by March 3rd. All kinds of different categories of foods that you can do. And it's a super fun day for kids to learn about cooking and food safety and do some crafts and workshops and stuff like that. So that's a fun event. And we're also getting ready for our teen retreat. So, you know, we struggle finding things for our older kids, but this is one of the best ways to get started in 4-H if you are 13 and up.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be at Betsy Jeff Penn the end of March, March 25th and 26th. So we're doing registrations now for that, too. So, you know, even if you don't know much about 4-H, come on out. It's a great way to learn. We're going to do all kinds of workshops. We're going to do some canoeing and rock wall. We do some community service, have a dance, and that's where we elect our district officers. So it's a super fun event to learn about 4-H and the things that we do and how you can be involved even as an older youth.
Great way to be involved in a variety of things. It's so cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the food event is March 11th, did you say?
Yes, that's correct.
And you can participate.
So we're doing registrations now, and the deadline to register is March 3rd.
And you can participate as young as age 3, is that right?
Age 3, yeah. We have some young ones. And the reason we did that, we have a lot of siblings that come to this event, and they're like, they're too young. They're 3 and 4. So we said, well, we'll just open that door for them, too, and let them. So we get all kinds of fun dishes that day.
Who knows? You might have a great chef in the making.
That's right. That's how you learn. That's exactly right.
Amy Lucas, our guest, we're talking about 4-H programs, Allegheny County Cooperative Extension Service, and let's talk about plants now. Amy, do we have those available now?
Well, it's our big fundraiser. We do one every year. We're trying to get it rolled out for this year. Of course, with the weather, we don't know what it's going to do, but
we're hoping
for the best. So we're getting our plant sale stuff all together, but we're going to do, of course, like what we always do. We've got blueberries and herbs and vegetables and flowers. We're doing ferns this year. raspberries, blackberries, all kinds of good stuff. Mm. So that information will be available on our website as well as on our Facebook page and on our blog. All money that we raise goes to help send our kids to the different programs that we help sponsor, so to camp and to the WEP competition, to the summer fun programming. So this is our biggest fundraiser that we do every year. So lots of good things coming. Deadline for orders, our blueberry orders are going to be due on March the 24th.
Okay.
With a pickup date of April 5th and 6th. Mm-hmm. And then everything else, we kind of pushed it a little bit forward because we were afraid of cold weather. All other plants are going to be, the orders due April 21st, and pick those up on April 27th and 28th.
How do we go about placing an order?
Just contact the office here at 336-372-5597. Or again, we're on Facebook. We have a blog, or just our county website, too. You can get all the forms on there. But we'll be glad to help you if you just want to call the office. We'll be glad to get you set up.
It's Extension Today here on WIFM. We're talking with Amy Lucas, the County Extension Director for Allegheny County. Amy, what type of livestock events do we have going on?
Yeah, you know, we have a lot of kids that are like, oh, I don't really want to do food show or the teen retreat, but they, you know, they're really into livestock, and we try to make sure that they're aware of opportunities that we have going on. So actually in our newsletter, we have whole sections that are devoted just to livestock events that are coming up and the horse program. We have a lot of equine programs too. One of the big ones, March 18th and 19th, is the Clover Classic 4-H Livestock Show. So that's in Forsyth County.
Mm-hmm.
We've got everything all across the state. We've got livestock judging classes. We've got, you know, spring fling livestock shows, and these are again held in different parts of the state, so it depends on where you are and how much travel you want to do. But lots of training events going on at NC State itself. You know, if you're into goats or cattle, there's something that we have for you and some educational opportunities to where you can learn more about what you're doing. Check those websites to learn more about where those events are held, the deadlines, and all that kind of information. But lots of things out there for kids to do that are interested in livestock.
Something that's pretty cool, too, of the 4-H. Can you tell me about scholarship opportunities, Amy?
Yeah. College, you know, that you're getting those college letters and those acceptance letters, and then you got to figure out, how am I going to pay for it?
Mm-hmm.
So we try to help kids find some extra avenues on how to pay for school. So we do have, one of those is a livestock scholarship application. It's for the NC State Fair. Those deadlines are coming up quick, though. They're coming up the first part of March, so you got to get them in. And then another one that we're, you know, helping to promote right now is the beekeeping essay contest. So that's another contest that you can get some scholarship money out of. So, you know, we're just trying to encourage people to go out there and find some other avenues. And Extension is a great avenue to find some of those things.
Absolutely.
That are going on.
Before I let you go today, Amy, any other exciting opportunities happening?
A couple other things we've got going on. There's a shooting sports training event for volunteers, so you have to be over age 18 in order to attend that. That's going to come up in the western part of the state at the end of March. So contact the office if you're interested in registering for that, and we can get you all signed up. And also, we've got our Youth Market Turkey Show registration coming up actually March 1st. So all the information on that, you register online for that. So if you're interested in showing turkeys at the state fair, that's the doorway you need to go through to make that happen. So lots of really cool things. We're constantly updating our websites, so check there often, or contact the office. We'll be glad to tell you what's going on.
I'm just curious, Amy, do you have more hours in your day than I do in mine?
I have really good people in the office that I work with,
okay.
And that makes a world of difference.
It sure does. It's a great group of folks there, no question about that.
Great group of people.
Leader, too, the County Extension Director, Amy Lucas. Amy, thanks for sharing time with us. It is always a pleasure to chat with you. Appreciate it. Thanks for all the great things that are going on with the Allegheny County 4-H, and I look forward to talking to you again very soon.
Thanks so much, Danny.
And thank you, folks, for joining us for Extension Today here on WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.